cybersecurity problems are metastasizing. The Presidential Commission on Enhancing National Cybersecurity came out just days before the alleged Russian election hacking became news and the breach of 1 billion Yahoo accounts. Yikes. With what these and other cyber incidents present as a challenge, Dave Wennergren, Vice President of Operations and Technology at the Professional Services Council, and I think, Dave, it's safe to say that the past two administrations have dealt with cybersecurity, but it really is heating up to a boil now.
It really is, Tom. It is a national imperative. There are things that the federal government has to do. There are things that industry needs to do. There are things that the citizens of the nation need to do. Our intellectual capital and maybe our democratic processes are at risk.
And so what kinds of signals are you and your members hearing from the Trump transition people and going ahead? Are they onto this?
I think, you know, they're still forming. And so, you know, so there's not a lot of conversation yet about what they intend to do. We, like many others in town, have offered our advice on initiatives that we think are hugely important. But there is no doubt, you know, you can see from the telegraphing of the messages that they've sent already that these, I'll say, twin pillars of IT modernization and cybersecurity are going to be very important, right? IT modernization for the federal government because it's at the heart of many cybersecurity vulnerabilities that federal agencies face, but even more broadly than that, cybersecurity for the nation.
And from a contractor standpoint, services contractors, they're operating in a continuing resolution right now, so there's no new programs in theory that can really get underway. There must be some frustration on the overhang between what they're able to do and what they need to do and what the government needs to ask them to do.
Yes, absolutely. It is crucial that we move out of this one continuing resolution after another. And so we've funded the government through the end of April now, but you know there could be all manner of continuing resolutions, perhaps for the rest of this fiscal year, perhaps for fiscal years to come. And as your listeners know, that's just no way to get work done. You can't plan ahead. You can't start new programs. And so we keep, this is one of the reasons why we have 75 to 80% of federal funds going to support an aging legacy infrastructure and so little money going into new investment. We also had the Modernizing Government Technology Act with bipartisan support passed the House, but the Senate wasn't able to conclude action on it during the lame duck session that is just ending, and that would have helped accelerate things too. And so we have to get our heads around, particularly for federal agencies, we've got to modernize our IT. Not only is the legacy infrastructure keeping us from being able to take advantage of digital solutions and new innovative practices, but it's, you know, it's out of date, it's no longer supported by manufacturers and software providers, and so it's creating huge cybersecurity vulnerabilities. And they have to get addressed, and some of them can be addressed by changing the way we buy. We talk a lot about cloud computing and how you can buy cloud computing as consumption-based buying, buying on demand for what you use rather than, you know, doing a lot of development and modernization money to build and deploy a new system. By doing that, you're able to repurpose the operations and maintenance budgets that agencies already have that are being spent to maintain the legacy. So there are some ways to jumpstart it, even in terms of a world where continuing resolutions appear to be the norm.
I wanted to get to that report that I mentioned in the beginning, the Commission on Enhancing National Cybersecurity. It had a really who's who list of people operating in there, including Sam Palmisano, the former chairman of IBM, Tom Donilon, and a lot of others. It hasn't really gotten a whole lot of attention so far as I can tell. What is your take on what they're recommending, and why not more traction?
Yeah, I think the report is full of some really useful ideas, and I'll talk about three things really quickly, but I think it will get traction. I think there's enough, as you said, stellar thought leadership that was involved in the process, and it's still early. We're still very early in the transition process. The president-elect and his team haven't even taken office yet. So I do think these recommendations have legs, and I do think they will take the attention of the next administration too. But I think three things are really important in it. One is this recognition that it's a highly interdependent world. And you know, to your point about the hacks that have taken place over the last few months in regards to the election and political parties and stuff, I mean, the lines between what used to be referred to as critical infrastructure and the refrigerator in your home have completely blurred. And everything's connected in this world of the Internet of Everything. And so they do touch on some really important government issues that we've already touched on ourselves about the large legacy base, the difficulty government has in competing for talent, procurement processes that are not built for the digital age and do not allow government to take rapid advantage of industry solutions. And there's a real big imperative for collaboration in the report. A lot of emphasis on how industry and government could work better, both for the sake of federal government, but for the sake of companies and for the sake of the nation, to work around a roadmap for significant improvements in cybersecurity that recognize that it's a mobile world and people won't just be connected through their work computers. They'll be connected through their smartphones and devices at home. And how do you live in a world with that, with more identity management protections and a longer budgeting process that allows us not longer to get to a budget, but a longer-term budgeting process where we can actually make plans and stick with them to get work done. So I think there's a lot of good stuff in the report.
We're speaking with Dave Wennergren, Vice President of Operations and Technology at the Professional Services Council. This theme is emerging around town that you can't have an upgrade in cybersecurity in a meaningful way without a real modernizing of systems across the federal government. But the sheer act of modernizing doesn't necessarily result in better cybersecurity unless you design it that way. And so the missing link appears to be that thought process and the skill to bake cybersecurity into any modernizing effort. Because moving
absolutely.
To agile and cloud and all these great things, that doesn't guarantee anything on the security front.
Right. I think there's a really pressing need to retrain government buyers, to help them become very savvy at how you deliver IT solutions as opposed to buying hardware, buying software, doing major programs. The nature of technology solutions has changed, and we have to change the way both industry offers solutions and the way government asks for solutions. Because you're right. I mean, you know, Tony Scott loved to tell the story as the outgoing federal CIO about, you know, it's hard to put airbags in a 65 Mustang. It's a lot harder to bolt on cybersecurity after the fact than to have baked it in from the beginning. And so any savvy buyers that can think about ways to secure digital solutions from the start.
And Dave, the association, the Professional Services Council that you represent and some of the others have been dealing with the Trump people as best anybody can, and you're getting signals and tea leaves. What's your sense of where they're headed on cyber and maybe some of the bigger IT issues?
Yeah, well, again, they're sort of forming up. But there are messages that are out there, and I talk about this a lot to, I'll say, the career government executives that will have to navigate this transition and work with the new team, that change does happen. And so, you know, we can't be too wed to the programs and names of initiatives that we had in the past. But there are some things that you can clearly see happening. There's going to clearly be a big emphasis on renewing and improving the nation's infrastructure. So computing infrastructure, critical infrastructure, those all fit into that bucket. There's going to be a big push about creating jobs, a big push about leveraging data to make more effective decision-making, as you see it in many of the president-elect's tweets, and more rapid access to commercial innovation, the sort of speed to outcome and getting better ideas quicker into the system. And so, I mean, I think that gives you a lot of white space to work on how we can improve both cybersecurity for the nation, but also better access to digital solutions.
It's going to be fun. Dave Wennergren is the Vice President of Operations and Technology at the Professional Services Council. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Great to be with you, Tom.